I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. The recent freeze that took out at least 50% of all produce crops along the western slope is now compounded by the uncertainty surrounding the COVID-19 crisis. Grower and president of the Mesa County Farm Bureau, Bruce Talbot, says while the freeze took out about 90% of his family's peach orchards, it is not as bad as it could have been.
In the spring, yeah, there's a lot of things going on, but we don't have all the direct consumer, farm market, fundraiser activity that so many people are involved in. And if this occurred in late July, August, early September, and if the ability to do fundraisers, because half of this industry never sees a grocery store. Half of it is off the back of a pickup, or it's the Rotary Club, or the band, or the LDS Church, or the Boy Scouts. A lot of that goes into Minnesota and Iowa and Wisconsin. And if we were having those issues, you know, if we're going to lose it, we're a lot better off losing it now than losing it then.
Meanwhile, Colorado Senators Michael Bennett and Cory Gardner are urging Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue to quickly sign that disaster declaration for the Western Slope counties. A letter signed by the senators and Representative Scott Tipton explains that during this already disruptive time in the economy, additional stresses and disruptions in the food supply cannot be taken lightly. I'm Maura Bennett. Thank you for listening to the Ag Information Network of the West.